Blog Talk Radio.
I apologize. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
But you tell you got some heels. Really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Yeah. Look, another hour, another minute. She hit my phone and asked me how many girls that I done been in. Then I reply, I stayed away from them Ann and Lennox. Cause them bitches wanna ball, but at first it's a line of scrimmage. And that's the type of shit that I'm on. And if they say that life's a bitch, then her and my ex will probably get along. And this my song, this my song. Don't get loud, better watch your tone. Trippin' hard, get off my phone. No lash of religion zone. Patty Maddie. And I'ma be her quail man. Never let the left hand know about the right hand. Even Superman was soft when he took his cape off. While one girl gets over me, another one just gets off. Shot town, fuck Wale, you know I love that mouth sauce.
Definitely been through a whole bunch, man, this whole week, man. But I appreciate all y'all just staying down with me, man, and just holding your boy down and doing what I do, man, because it's hard work, man. But I have fun doing it, so I love doing what I do, man. And I appreciate everybody who just stuck with me, man, anyway, through this long, long week. Definitely can get y'all to break down later in my show. But before I even get started with my show, man, I want to dedicate this show to my boy Rocky Clark, man. Definitely a good dude, man. Dude I grew up with, played football with Little League, played against him in football in high school. He went to Eisenhower High School. A lot of people y'all probably saw it on the news, man. My boy Rocky Clark was paralyzed in 2000 from playing football at Eisenhower, man. Took a funny hit, however you want to put it. I don't know the whole detail, but I know that caused him paralyzed. From that point on, man, he fought. You know what I'm saying? You know, just to do everyday things. But he had a great, great family around him, great friends. And honestly to say, man, a great community behind him. Where I'm from, Robbins, man, definitely the city really gathered around him, man. And he one of the guys I definitely, you know what I'm saying, not only was friends with on the field and off the field. But one of the guys, even before he got paralyzed, I looked up to, man. He's like one of the guys, like, was real cool, down-to-earth cat, man. You know what I'm saying? Always the type of dude that would help you out whenever you seen him. Or even when he was, you know what I'm saying, going through his life being paralyzed, man, he always had a smile on his face. One of the guys is just happy to be around, just to be alive, man, just to share his story with people, man, to tell people that, man, just because you in a certain situation, that means you can't still do what you want to do or, you know, motivate other people to keep doing what they do, man, because he's one of the guys that I looked at, man. Like I said, he's one of my close friends, man, one of the guys I looked at. I definitely told y'all a lot of stuff that was going on with him via my radio show because, like I said, I always look out for anybody and everybody. I just don't promote music. I promote more than just music on my show. And like I said, he's one of the guys that was letting people know, like, stuff about people being paralyzed. Was really a spokesperson for, like, younger kids that's paralyzed, man, that, you know, he was telling them, you know what I'm saying, to keep fighting and keep doing what he's doing, man, and his whole life, man. If one thing I can sum up my man Rocky Clark's life is, dude was a fighter, man, from the time I got to know him to the time, you know what I'm saying, he left, you know what I'm saying, earth, man. He's one of the guys that always had a smile on his face, always was fighting. So, man, anybody out there in my hood, Roberts, man, Rocky Clark, the Clark family, if y'all listening, man, my condolences go out to the whole family. Definitely do. My bad, sorry for the technical difficulties, but like I was saying, just condolences out to the whole family, and I will be posting this show up on my radio, on Facebook, on Twitter, man, so definitely this show is dedicated to my boy Rocky Clark. Keep doing it. Like I said, to everybody that's my boy, man, like I said, if you want to call in and just say something about him on my show, feel free to, not a problem. So, without further ado, man, like I said, this whole show is dedicated to my boy Rocky Clark, man, definitely. And I'm going to go ahead and get into the countdown. Right now, go ahead and get into the countdown like I'm supposed to do. But, you know, that was a great reason for me to, you know what I'm saying, slow it down and just let y'all know what's going on. So, right now, I'm getting to the number 10 during my boy Anthony Alonzo. Car of the year, addicted to the money. Y'all know it is. Your boy, Mr. AKA OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Keep Kaiser on the track.
Hey, Kaiser, what they do, man? Alonzo Cartier, man. It is what it is, man. I don't want help, you know?
They got me addicted to the money.
Money makes the world
go round. They got me addicted to the money.
My money can make your girl go
round.
Take his 10%. Not really, I'm just messing with you. Believing this what blessings get you. Ain't got no time to stressin'. Get money, my profession. It even costs to pay attention. It even costs to stay in prison. To learn, they even charge admission. That's why I gotta stay consistent.
Money make the money go round.
Money
make the money go round.
Country still in debt. That's the rules, money, power, sex. You from the hood, they feel you ain't a threat. But still a swagger, still intact. Follow me like a silhouette. And my city can catch me giving back. Without money, I couldn't give them that. I guess that shit's still 50-50. I can't help it, I just got hustler in me. Might say, get go buy a custom Bentley. Plus a pad. Addicted, no rehab.
Money, make the money go round.
Money,
make the money go round.
Yeah, that was the number 10, Summer Boy and Lonzo Cartier were Addicted to the Money. It's your boy, Mr. AKA, man. Like I said, this show is in the memory of my boy, Rocky Clark, man. Gone too soon, man. But like I said, this whole show, man, I'm definitely dedicated to my boy. So that's what I'm doing this whole show, man. Anybody that's, you know what I'm saying, that just want to call in and say something about him, man, feel free to. Definitely give me out the number. It's 347-995-641. Definitely holler at me. You don't think, call in, say whatever, do whatever you want to, man, definitely. But like I said, this show is dedicated to my boy, Rocky Clark, and everybody who lost somebody in the beginning of this year or the end of last year, man, or just period today. So like I said, man, I ain't doing this show with a heavier heart today. But I'm very glad to just be back on the radio. And please stay tuned and tell y'all what I'm tripping on, because y'all going to want to hear what I'm tripping on tonight. I guarantee y'all going to want to hear. Right now, I'm going to go into the number 9 song. And the number 9 song is Julian Ivy featuring Wale with House Party. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. Let's go.
From so long, but you ain't from. Ninja Gaiden, y'all a little Jaden. It's Rock Nation, this my team. Going this my team, then I ditch y'all late in. Amen, y'all just faking. A cheap hoes love a nigga like H&M. Rich hoes love a nigga like Ray-Bans. I don't know what y'all heard, but hip-hop ain't dead. I can change the broad life in about an eye. I turn ducks in the bus, Luke written eye. Y'all had y'all run, don't ruin us. Watch a young nigga operate, do we have? I don't really like the Hollywood scene. The dudes all fake and the girls up a mean. Make a drink too weak, what the fuck is up a lean? But you would never think if you seen it on TV. DMV with a rep all GP. I make a rain, Sean Champ, GP. I make words come alive, GP. Create life with the beat, a little key. Before we do the unthinkable, I'ma need a tree, a freak and a trigger too. What you think about? What you want, love? Fuck a coastal.
Break them all, baby, we can make a move.
Yeah, that was number 8 song, my boy. Juice Beats with Les Minaj. That's what it is. Great track, man. Doing what we do. And I'm on here having fun. And I definitely tell y'all to stay tuned after my to see exactly what I'm tripping on today. Because I ain't been on here in a while, and we got a couple things to talk about. But I'm going to tell y'all the real reason what I'm tripping on. Right now, I'm going to get into the number 7 song from my boy Loyalty. It's called What Else. Y'all check it out. OG Radio, Top 10 Countdown. Let's go.
F.O.E. Reckless.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the nigga, I was hustling on the block. Pack battle mode, so play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bust a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping on. No, I fuck, then I exit hoes. Y'all chase periods. Me, I chase decimals. Fat St. Jeffers show. Nigga, I'm the next to blow. He ain't hold it when he had it. Fuck it, then I am the go. This just sex, get in tune. Sheets, I'll cuddle, give me room. Know how to treat a bag of fuck a flea. A pass her to the goon. Swagger stupid, yeah, she know. It's probably why I hit so focused. Money on my mind, so okay. Whatever, she is rolling cushion. Say my name, don't laugh at it. Loyalty, that's me. Architect, that's me. Blueprint, FOE. Guaranteed to bring the heat. FNF, fucking fleet. If I stroke, she'll never leave. I can change her life. She can get the best of me. Pussy is the recipe. But I'm no West Haven. I'm more West Craven. Wouldn't save a minute. I'm on the block. Pack, got them all. So play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bust a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my chin grasping on. Ain't no need for the Shelly. She ready in the car. It's my third date with her and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucky, clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Ring me in the good service. Hit me when she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Rock, you know his party just a little herb. Steve a bottle pop, but into the night it's just to get served. Rock will probably pop past the Howard, then it's the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the diss in. But I won't give her no more. I'm a hustler on the block. Pack, got them all. So play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bust a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping on.
Yeah, that was the number 7 joint, my boy Loyalty with What Else, man. Shout out to my boy Loyalty and the whole F-O-R-E gang. I already know what it is, man. And just to let all y'all know, man, I am doing my show via Skype right now. So, all y'all who don't know, yeah, put my phone down. Even though my phone working, don't get me wrong, my phone working. But I went through all this trouble to set up my Skype. As soon as I set the Skype up, my phone was on. So, yeah, I'm tripping on that, but it's good. I probably could have did my show the last couple of days, but it was too much going on. I was trying to figure a lot of stuff out. But brain cells click back together, and I'm doing my show via Skype on my laptop. I've probably been doing that in the first place. But, hey, who can you blame but me? But it's all good. Everything all together, so I'm great. I'll be all right, hopefully. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm better.
Actually, you sound better. I think you should do your show via Skype from now on.
Yeah, I figured that out. I mean,
Better. It sounds better than you using the phone.
Yeah, I figured that. But, I mean, I didn't know that, but it took me a minute to set my Skype up, like, 2-3 days. Plus, it was so much crap going on, me trying to fix my phone. I didn't have my phone. Then my laptop wasn't working. Then I couldn't get my Skype going together. I'll try to use my iPod. And, like, there's too much going on. So, like I said, I got it together. And I finally got everything situated, phone straight. Laptop working, so yeah. Thanks to the voters, I will be using Skype for now when I do my show, so I really don't need my phone to do my radio show no more, which is a good thing. So
mm-hmm. Okay. So I have found out what day my surgery is. My surgery is on January 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like literally next week, because what today is Friday, so we're not going to count the weekend. So the 17th, I will be going under the knife. Ah, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
But I feel a whole lot better. I am planning a couple of events, just like I did get your text message about how you will participate. But this coming event will be the first annual breast cancer awareness birthday party, which will be February the 25th at the Beauty Bar, 1444 West Chicago Avenue. The cover at the door is $10. All the cover at the door will be donated to the the National Breast Cancer Organization. And also we will be having a couple of raffles. For gift baskets, I have a gang of sponsors who have donated gift certificates, gift cards, CDs, T-shirts, information packets on breast cancer awareness. So I hope everybody comes out to that event. Another event that will be taking place, this will not be until May 6th, but it just popped in my head that I think this will be a good idea, and so I'm going to be working on it along with the other event. Also, it's going to be a breast cancer awareness touch football game, which will be at the Dalton Park District in Dalton, Illinois. To register for that, just get me on Facebook at facebook.com/mycancerjourney, and I'll have all the information up on there, or get me on Facebook. Just find me under Tarnia Lake. Anyway, with that, the registration is $10, and all money for that event go towards the Why Me Foundation. Also, if you do participate in this event, as far as playing in the game, you will receive a T-shirt. So either get at me, or you can get at Mr. AK about it.
Is that where the T-shirt doing the game?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So I'm going to split the T-shirts down the middle. I have decided that I think I'm going to do half white, half pink. So because, you know, breast cancer awareness colors are pink and white, pink, white, and black. So I might either do black and pink or white and pink.
I'm coming out looking like the Pink Panther.
Yes, you are. So have one team will wear pink and one team will wear black or white. I really don't know yet. But it's going to be very, very, very fun. I think I'm going to get a couple of sponsors. I know a couple of people from Harold's Chicken, see if they can sponsor some food. We can get the grocery stores involved to donate pop, juice, water. It will be warm, hopefully. We're going to pray because today felt like October, so we're going to pray that May 6th feels like July. So I'm excited about these these events that are going on.
Because I'll be out there looking like the Pink Panther. Coming out there all pink. I got my pink, some pink gloves.
You know what? It's crazy because when I text you, I thought about it. As soon as I sent that text message, I said, I bet you the first person that's going to text me back is you because you are a football head. So,
I'm right now. I'm wearing cleats. Man, y'all know right now. I'm not playing. I'm playing for real. I'm going to cleat.
This is touch football. This is not cleat football, regular football. This is touch football. You're going to go out there tackling them.
I'm not going to tackle nobody. I'm just going to be out there in pink. All pink. I'm going to get some pink covers. I just want to look cute. That's all I'm going to do. That's all I am. I'm out there for show. You know, I ain't gonna put my whole football, you know, all conference out there on display. I'm just gonna have fun, you know, have some little kid cheerleaders. Think I'm gonna have my nieces come out there and just do some chilling stuff. You know, I think I can put that together real quick.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be so fun. Get all the little girls. Get them all dressed in pink.
And
they can be like that. Go.
I'm gonna get some pink shirts for them and then let them chill eat. So I'm gonna get
T-shirts. Sponsored by OG Radio.
Yeah, you know, get my OG chill eat shirts made for them and they can chill eat and do their thing. So I got time to get my shirts ready, you know.
Right. It's only January, so you got all the way until May.
Right, I'm gonna be ready. You know, I'm gonna have my shorts all be white stripes on the side of them. Oh, I'm going in. I am going in.
I am excited now. I am excited. So I text a gang of artists that I know so far and a couple of other friends that are outside the music industry, local industry. So hopefully I get a good response. I heard Kennedy wants to participate. John Day wants to participate. I haven't heard anything else from anybody else, but once I do, I will be back on, you'll be back on Monday, right? So Monday I should have some kind of word of who else has said that they want to participate.
That's for sure.
And I'm planned because the 17th I'll be in the hospital, so that's on a Tuesday. So Wednesday I'll be able to listen to your show and Friday because I'll still be in the hospital then. So.
Okay. That's what's up.
But that doesn't exclude you from coming to visit me. So.
Me? Yeah, huh? I'll make that happen too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to let you go get back to the music. I know you're on like track number 7. You need to get to number 6.
No, I'm about to be on number 6.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Yeah. So y'all already know what we got coming up. Anyway, I just want to tell her how proud I am of her just for continuing to do what she do and work during, you know, this whole process she's going through. And like I said, I'm very proud of her. Really tell a lot of people about her story right now, man. So she really doing her thing, you know. And she diagnosed with breast cancer, but she's still moving around like, you know, like, we know we're going to beat this. So, like I said, she's doing her every day and planning ahead because, you know, we're going to get back to doing what we used to do, having fun, and doing these radio shows. And February 25th, the party that she's talking about, I will be doing OG Radio from the event. We'll be trying to get some interviews from artists, from a couple of people, a couple of sponsors, a couple of main people that, like, the breast cancer people, I want to really talk to them, too. So hopefully we can make that happen on February 25th. You know, I can get my interviews in, do my radio show, have fun, kick it, do what I'm supposed to do, have fun and all that greatness. And after I get done with my countdown, I will tell y'all what I'm tripping on. Because y'all going to want to know what I'm tripping on. I promise y'all going to want to hear this. Okay? Because, yeah, it's ruining these streets. And I just want to, because everybody go through this. Y'all gonna understand the depth of going through this and how to get back at these people. It's cool. So right now I'm going to the 6th track. It's my girl Candace. It's true. And yes, it is true. I'm live. OG Radio. Your boy Mr. AKA. Let's go.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model, 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 shorty thick. She walking like a model, she walking like a model, she walking like a model, shorty. Took a couple days for her to find the right fit. Not something she just put on, you can tell that she been planning it. Girly shop appointment, yeah. Same night party like, yeah. Everyone in y'all look just like that tonight. Always do it big, yeah, we popping big bottles, yeah. Grown head gone, something like Sleepy Hollow, yeah. Keep me looking good, man, I swear that I can model. If you like confidence, then you gon' love how I do. No, I never pick and choose, yeah, I like to pick a few. Double up in just the name, it's the way we make our moves. So you and you, I be calling round 10. Every girl a different round, and I'm going for round 10. Just tell all of your friends any news, good news. Tell them how I put it on you, and she gon' want it too. And trust, I'm coming through. Line it up, then fall. And if you take it all, take it all, take it all.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model, she walking like a model, she walking like a model, she walking like a model. She walking like a model.
Sorry about that. Still working out the kinks on this Skype, so bear with me. Like I said, that's number 5 joint. My boy Jay Carter. We're walking like a model, man. Definitely one of my favorite joints. I really do like the joint. That's what's up. That's cracking. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? My man Jay Carter, man. Always doing this thing, man. Always supporting me. Always supporting my team, man. I appreciate him, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing your thing. I see y'all out there, man. And definitely going to get back in contact with y'all, get back in tune with y'all. You know, so we're going to get that cracking. We're going to get that rolling. We're going to get that going. Y'all already know we got coming up on that note. Anyway, keep this thing rolling like I should. You know what you do. Right now, I'm going to get into the number 4 joint. And then for a joint, from my boy C Priest the Beast. Shout out to my boy C Priest the Beast. Always doing his thing, man. Always doing his thing. Definitely. So we're gonna get into, man, and this Skype worked pretty good. And from what people been telling me, the Skype worked good. Okay, so I'm appreciating the Skype. Skype is working very, very great. So no complaints over here. Anybody got no complaints here because Skype is doing his job. So anyway. As I get back to doing what I do, and so much fun, we're going to get to the number four joint. C Priest the Beast, a lot of laugh. OG Radio, let it go.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
C Priest. Handy E&T. A lot of. Let's get it, stepping on deck, catch it spread. That's a lot of swag. Yo, we popping cash on our tag. That's a lot of bag. Yo, 100K in the bank. That's a lot of cash. 38, 24, 42. That's a lot of ass. Ride around the hood to Chi-Town. That's a lot of gas. Take a pound and I break it down. That's a lot of hash. Shorty popping off with cotton sauce. That's a lot of stash. So I cock it off cause I'm the sauce. That's a lot of ass. Stepping out fresh like I'm blessed. I ain't gotta brag, still got it bad. For the facts, still got a mag, real got a swag. And it's only I'm past pockets and last shot. And it's only you gon' see I get through it. Rapping, I spit it fluent on my grown man and the grown man. And we get into it, I do it. You just seen, you up it, I just grin. It's nothing, I'm just saying. So fuck it, I'm just playing. I don't really wanna scare you, dare you to prepare you. I hear you, but rather than fear you, I'm a kid. Shift on them, twist on them, and sift on them. Super fly, super habits, so great you lift on them. I'm a thoroughbred, never fed, I'm greedy. I keep a distance between the misses because they need me. Believe me, these niggas cheesy. Yeah, that's a lot of rap. I got a gang of bangers in the back. Yeah, that's a lot of gas. Stepping on deck, check it fresh. That's a lot of swag. No, we popping cash, so I jam. That's a lot of bags. Blow 100 kids in the day. That's a lot of cash. 38, 24, 42. That's a lot of ass. Ride around the hood to Chi-Town. That's a lot of gas. Take a pound and I break it down. That's a lot of hash. Shorty popping off with cotton sauce. That's a lot of stash. So I cock it off and I'm the sauce. That's a lot of ass. Fast is how I pass. Burning a lot of gas. Why would I trip and what I spit is earning a lot of cash. Burning in the stash, yellow in the ass. Straight with a high yellow woman, shawty name is Cash. Shake, she class, shake real cute. Rockin' high heel boots, I had that bag of dough in your traffic. You know I still shoot, I spill truth. Up the fist with this liquid and life. Shorty so enticed with price, I hear the liquid, that's right. Ice to never cool her down, I'ma cool her down. She fool with me so she don't keep another dude around. We do the crown in the club, going off the throne. Hit the Giannis right after we roam out. Zone. I'm grown and she's sexy, it's on and she text me. I love to tell her, baby, meet me at home to sex me. She text back, LOL, when she on her way. I can't wait, cause I'ma put it on her head. Stepping on deck, check it fresh. That's a lot of swag. But we popping cash, so I jam. That's a lot of bags. Yo, 100 kids in the day. That's a lot of change. 38, 24, 42. That's a lot of ass. Ride around the hood to Chi-Town. That's a lot of gas. Take a pound and I break it down. That's a lot of hash. Shorty popping off with cotton sauce. That's a lot of stash. So I cock it off till I'm exhausted. Cause that's a lot of ass.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
Yeah! Y'all know I'm back, baby. These jewels, baby. I'm finna take the game back. It's mine.
Y'all
ain't nobody fall in line. Y'all get ready for second place. So I spit so hard, motherfuckers wanna clone me. Bad bitches wanna bone me. Yeah, I made it to the top, got my niggas right here, so the shit ain't lonely. Spit so sick, that shit rabies. Grew up in the wild, can't shit tame me. That drink too strong, don't worry about it, baby. Got wine in the house, that shit ain't me.
Yeah.
My high low switch the snapbacks from fitted. She okay, left them bad bitches for women.
Okay.
My car's long, my rims high, finna put wings on them, my shit fly.
Told them, let's talk money, it's money, and the conversation ain't no time for the chit chat. Wasting time, dollar signs, time if money don't waste it. You going broke, chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, they waiting.
Waitin'.
I'm pouring drinks, they wasting. complacent. I'm in the lead, I'm pacing. Every day is a vacation, yeah. I'm hot, I'm better than y'all. I'm number one, I'm hard for you to catch medicine ball. Y'all foul technical, so let the record show. If you wanna get technical, I'm about my green vegetable. See, rapping, I'm the best in the world. Okay. The XL Magnum, oh, I put that up in your girl. She caught up in my world when I dig made her world spin. She used to be a lesbian, I made her leave a girlfriend. Wait, I told her bring her girlfriend. I'm dicking her, and she licking a pearl in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I told him he the best, he told me I'm that nigga. Out, out, out.
Yeah, that was the number three song, my boy E-Jules, Niggas in Paris, a remix. Definitely shout out to my boy E-Jules and the whole Gangsta Dynasty team, man. That's what it is, what it is. And right now, before I get into the number two songs, I just want to remind you, man, this show is dedicated to my boy Rocky Clark, man. Definitely, definitely, who passed away yesterday, man, at Ingalls Hospital, man. He was paralyzed from the waist down since 2000. And like I said, passed away from a routine gallbladder surgery that he was undergoing. So right now, I just want to, like I said, continue to send my condolences to his whole family, the whole Clark family, to everybody that played football with him on Eisenhower football team, man. Everybody that knew him, man. Like I said, if y'all listening, anybody from Robbins, y'all listening, man, this show is dedicated to my boy Rocky Clark. Definitely. Like I said, anybody who want to call in, just talk about them, like how he influenced your life. Like I said, for me, it was like not only just playing football with him, but like I said, even before he was paralyzed, he was just one of them guys that you always wanted to be around, always had a smile on his face, always looked at the brighter side of things. For me, kicking the wheel, from my experience, just kicking the wheel. And on the field, dude was like, you know, he was a real, real, real good football player, man. I won't take nothing away from dude. Like I said, he's a powerful back. I tell y'all that right now. He was a powerful dude, man. Real powerful dude. An athlete. Just a freak athlete, honestly. But like I said, even with him being paralyzed, he still was a fighter, man. He still went about, you know what I'm saying, his everyday, man. As far as, like, you seeing him outside when he was able to, when he was outside kicking it, you know, he was just one of them guys that you just wanted to be around, hang around, kick with, man, because dude was always in good spirits, man. He never, you know what I'm saying, you never saw him without a smile on his face, man. And like I said, every day he lived to the fullest, man. And he one thing he did do was try to make everybody aware about, you know what I'm saying, people that's paralyzed, stuff like that. So he was a real good, you know, ambassador to that, you know what I'm saying, letting people know, being aware about those things, man. And like I said, he was just one of them guys. No matter what he went through, man, he always went through it fighting, you know what I'm saying? He always, you know, gave it 100%, man. Anything they did, man, he went out there and fought all the time, man. He fought everything, anything that came in his way, you know what I'm saying, the way he did. And like I said, until, you know, this happened. So, like I said, this whole show is dedicated to my boy Rocky Clark and everybody out there, man, who lost somebody, not just, you know, the past and up to now. So, like I said, just one of the things I'm doing today. And like, just continue to check out the show, man. I appreciate everybody who tuned in, everybody who kicking it with me. I appreciate y'all. I know I've been gone for the last 2 days. We're gonna get into that after the countdown. So, you know, I want y'all to just stay tuned with me. And I'm gonna get to that when I get y'all. Like, yeah, right. Right now, number two song, my boy Sinatra and Rich P, House Party Remix, man. Let's go.
It ain't no party like a game set. SAB party, you feel me? Me and my nigga Rich P finna kick it on this one. Yo, we about to have a house party. Got the whole hood excited. Baby girl, if you ain't doing dicks, you were not invited. Got sips of Ciroc, Remy and Patron. We tryna get drunk and kick it like it's 4th and long. And all my niggas strapped, it's a problem, then they goin'.
ain't never saw before. This bitch is Wall Street. I can tell she ain't no amateur. She look me in my eye, sucking pussy while she standing up. Go and get a camera work. We gon' have to take this. Got Kush up in the kitchen, whole living room naked. Women 17, 38, getting wasted. I think I caught a rash. Kiss my cat, it's contagious. Ass on swole, ho, but you gon' have to shake it. My nigga Joe told me he was glad I could make it. Opened up a bedroom door, and before me was six bad hoes performing the orgy.
Welcome to my house party.
Yeah, that was the number two joint. My boy, my boy Sinatra and Rich P. House Party the remix. Right now, we're getting to the number one song. I just gotta let y'all know, man. I'm really breaking this down for y'all who don't understand like the new format for my radio top 10 countdown. Okay, so the base of my countdown now is when I used to do it, I was just doing my countdown just to give people love, give people shout outs, and you know, just play people music. And keep them relevant and let people know, like, where they rank on my show. We're doing something different. I gave y'all a Fresh Fridays, which is fresh new artists who were, like new artists that was giving me their music for the first time. And I was playing their music for the first time on my show just to get them acquainted with my show, just to get you, my fans, acquainted with all the artists, you know, to all the new artists that's coming on my show, that's sending me new music, and artists that you used to listen to. You know what I'm saying? I'll put them in rotation, but I was playing a lot of the new cats that were people that were just coming up to my radio show or just come up to me, emailing me, Facebooking me, however they get in contact with me, and playing their music. Now, my countdown is strictly about showing these artists who supports them. And the reason for this new format that I'm doing is that it's going to be 2 weeks in a row if you're the number one person. The next Friday, you won't have a countdown. You will have the whole first hour of my show will be dedicated to you and all your music. I will play all your music for an hour, just out with them, give you updates, whatever I'm doing. But the whole hour of my first hour of my show will be about you. So from 10:30 to probably 11:30, 10:30 to 11, 11-ish. I ain't with a specific time, but from the beginning of my show, it's about 11:20, 11:15, because, you know, I got to do what I'm tripping on at 11:20. So from 10:30 to 11:20, 11:15, 11:30, however you want to put it, your music will be played nonstop. If you got an hour worth of music that you want to send me, hour worth of songs you want to send me, you can send them to me. So with that being said, the number one person yet again is my boy Mello the Gutter Man. Shout out to my boy Mello the Gutter Man, GMG, MG, MTG, and all that. Been the number one person on my show. Like I said, this right here is, I'm doing this countdown just to show these artists that they fans care about. They support them. So, without further ado, giving y'all the number one song for 3 weeks. You have to be consecutive, 3 weeks consecutive, to get the hour on the fourth week, on the fourth Friday. So without further ado, this is my boy Mello Gutter Man. Money over here, third week in a row. So Mello, if you listen to me, bro, I just sent you a direct message on Twitter. So holler at your boy, man, so we can get a contact so I can get the rest of these songs so I can bang all your hits for an hour next Friday on the show. So, you know what I'm saying, we can do it big, and hopefully I can get a call from you on that Friday so you can tell the people, you know, say whatever you want to tell them. So holler at your boy. Right now, here it is, my boy Mello, got a man. 3 weeks in a row, hot song, money over here. Y'all check it out, your boy Mr. AK, OG Radio, top 10 countdown, man. Let's go.
What up, nigga? It's your boy Mello the Gutter Man, nigga. Your money game, nigga. We
I'ma show you how we do this shit around here. Yeah. And I ain't coming back. I'm with my mom, just adjusting me a couple stacks. We in the strip club, a whole lot of ones. Dressed in all black, who and Lenny got a gun. All the strippers on me, cause they know what it is. They want their rent paid, they know how I told the shit. I don't fuck around, I do the damn thing. Up in VIP, popping all the champagne. Look at the haters' face, I think they getting mad. Frowning up like they got a shit bad. But I don't trip, I just stick and flick cash. To a white chick with wide hips and big
the number one song for the third week in a row, my man Mello the Gutter Man, Money Over Here. That's what it is, man. Definitely, you already know what it is, man. Shout out to my boy Mello the Gutter Man. Gutter Mello, man, we gotta talk, man. I'll let your boy, man. Need to get all these songs from you, man, cause we're gonna get it in. But as y'all all know, I told y'all 11:30, I gotta let y'all know what I'm tripping on. What I'm tripping on is something that everybody trips on. Everybody get mad at. Everybody want to just go nuts about. If you got a wireless company and they tripping. Okay. I'm going to break down this whole story to y'all, man, because this is what I'm tripping on. These phone companies, our bills be high as heck in the service they give us. But I'm going to break it down to y'all, man. Monday, y'all follow me on Facebook, Twitter, follow me at MrAK38. Got my phone stolen Monday, okay? So, phone got stolen Monday. Monday night, I put the claim in. So, they tell me my phone gonna be on Wednesday. No problem. One day without phone, not tripping. Get the phone Wednesday night. And I ask them to activate my phone before they send it to me. So, it should already be activated. All I can do is make a phone call and put my Gmail in, get my contacts back and all that. We rolling, we back on deck. Now, get the phone, not activate. Try to activate it, one going. Call the call, one going. So, call the automated system is not functioning, so it's not working. So not only do I have to go to Sprint to the store, the automated system was supposed to work and always work, ain't working. So, naturally, I'm on fire about it. I'm tripping, I'm peed. I'm wilding out. I'm kind of mad about it. So, now, the whole day of, I wake up in the morning to one Sprint store, and I look at activate my phone. I think she activated my phone. I look back, go to work. Phone's still not activated. They tell me, okay, when the sync button over with, the sync button done, you can make calls. Still can't make calls. Still can't log into nothing. Can't do nothing still. So, that's another day without a phone. That's 3 days without a phone. Now, the phone doesn't work on Thursday. So, today I had to get back up again and go to the Sprint store. Get there, tell them to activate my phone. They tell me I had to call the customer care back again for them to do my phone over with. So now I'm on the phone with the customer care at Sprint. And it's 30-something minutes for me to get my phone back activated because they locked my phone now, figuring, like, my phone is a new phone. Like, I just got a new brand new phone, and I got to restart the whole computer, the whole phone from scratch. And I had to go through this whole process. It took like 30, 45 minutes over the phone. So my phone activated, it's all working. Now I got to wait on dude another 10, 15 minutes trying to get my internet running, so the internet finally running. Now this other stuff. And this what kills me. They asked me to do it after everybody touched my phone didn't work until Friday. So actually, you know, I'm going 3.5 days without a phone. 2 days with going to the spot, going to the Sprint store, calling the automated system has to be the worst thing invented. It's like, who created y'all? Why I just can't get a human? Or just say, you know what, this voicemail. These automated systems kill me because they make you type in all this crap. Or you talk to them and they act like they can't understand English. It's like, how do you get something that don't comprehend what's going on through the phone? So the automated system been acting crazy on Wednesday night. Thursday morning I go to the Sprint store. Now, I'm in that conversation with these people, like, I know these, I ain't going to lie, in that chilling, because I'm thinking, okay, go ahead and get me fix my phone, I ain't mad. So, phone don't work. Finally, Friday, I get the phone straight, fixed away, all that, we good, we great, we green light, Iron Man suit straight, got it back on my head, we good. This is what kills me. They asked me to do a survey, and asked me if the service good. I'm like, my phone still don't work. So now I do two automated systems, whatever you want to survey. I give them all zeros. Yes, I did. All zeros. I'm scared of 1 to 5. I could have tried to give them a zero because y'all want me to give y'all a great survey and I ain't getting no service. I ain't got no phone network, but you sitting at your job chilling. You're just chilling. Talking about movies and music. I'm not mad at you. If you'd have fixed my phone, we'd have been straight. If my phone been fixed, I wouldn't have been tripping. Now, phone ain't fixed, but you still in my face talking to me about movies and music that I don't really give a damn about. But I got to sit here and listen to y'all. But you want me to give you a good review on your survey? No, you getting a zero. All y'all got zero. So any of them people that work at Sprint, I give y'all a zero. Except for the dude that actually fixed my phone over the phone. He didn't get a perfect score. I ain't that nice. Get all that. Because when Friday was on a damn phone, it's not funny. But it is funny. He got like, he's on a scale of 1 through 5. He got, I gave him like a 3 on one of them. Then the rest of them I gave him 5 because he fixed my phone. So he probably got the highest score out of all y'all. But that ain't the damn point. Don't you hate when you go to the store, whatever company you with, people that try to get your phone fixed, and they make you talk to the automated system? It almost defeats the purpose. Like, so, Why come to y'all? What's the point of coming to y'all and y'all can't do it, but I go to the automated system and call another random person that's going to take me some small stuff. Took me a half an hour and 4.5 days to do to get my phone back working. So I'm tripping on these damn phone companies. Now, I ain't tripping because I went on in there pissed off. Because 5 people returned iPhones from Sprint. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know if it worked right or whatever's going on. But 5 people returned their iPhone from Sprint. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. And what's used to having all this security and all this protection on your phone when your phone gets stolen, we got to pay some money to get a phone back. So, like, what am I paying the security and all this other stuff for? But I'm supposed to be cool with this, right? No, I shouldn't be. Now, somebody tell me what's going on with these phone services. Did you go through all this crap? The small stuff. And it's like these reps don't do nothing but sell phones. And the tech people wouldn't even there, so I had to go through so much just to get a phone fix. It took almost an hour. 30 minutes. So I don't know. That's what I'm still tripping on, because that was just the most reckless crap ever. So what if it's just about me? I don't give a damn. I went through so much for 30 minutes. 5 days without a phone. Damn near 6. Because I didn't think it was gonna work. I had to go get to work, so yeah, okay. Well, so I guess it's just me by myself, huh? So, my correspondent, so I guess your phones just work so properly all the time.
I'm kidding about the first data.
Oh. Okay, I know you didn't. But that's really what I'm tripping on. Like, straight up down, I mean, because everybody love their phones. Everybody go through spending $500, $300 on phones. I promise you,
yeah.
The worst.
Everybody love their phones, yeah.
The worst customer care.
We definitely love our phones.
But if we lose our phone, we're going to die. Now, me.
No, we not. I'm not.
Okay, look, what? Me, honestly, I had no phone, but I still was functional. I got a laptop, I got an iPod, so I was still connected with the outside world.
Right.
And it was kind of cool, because it felt like a vacation from my music job. I just had to go to Anderson and do my job. My music job, I felt like I was on vacation, but I missed it. So, yes, I was driving myself crazy without my phone, because I love my second job, my music job, and I couldn't do it. I had to come home and do it from a laptop.
I had the problem with T-Mobile.
So, yeah. Thanks to that, I think it's a blessing in disguise, because thanks to that, I am now not even using my phone to even do my radio show. I'm not even hosting with my phone. My phone is sitting on the side charging. Oh, well, I'm texting, so don't worry about it. But anyway, I'm doing my show via Skype right now. Yes, I am on Skype, and this is the perfect situation to have my Skype rolling. Right now, because this is the shiznit. Definitely it is. And for everybody who's trying to figure out, like, oh, why you came back on Friday, if you was listening to me about 10 minutes ago, somebody stole my phone, had to wait 2 days to get my phone, had to wait 5 days for my phone to work. So, there it is. I know y'all miss me. It's okay. I'm back. I was on Facebook and Twitter giving y'all updates, so it'd be alright. And the worst part about it, I had the regular Evo, the 4G Evo. They sent me the 3D Evo. I didn't want the 3D Evo. I just wanted my old phone back. Now I have a 3D camera phone. What am I going to do with a 3D camera? Don't answer that question. Don't nobody answer that question.
Call up your girlfriend.
In 3D?
I guess so. I had the issue with T-Mobile, though. We just had an issue. We paid them about $300 for a family plan. We've been with them for 6 years. And then we tell them to give us an extension on our bill because we didn't have the money. They cut off our bill and tax us with them at $500.
Yeah, T-Mobile did me like that, too. I ain't gonna lie. They got that on the kids, too. Yeah. It's partially my fault, though, so I ain't tripping.
I can't stand automated systems, though, like you were saying. They're horrible because it's like, what the fuck? T-Mobile have us do it. And if we don't go through the automatic system, they try to charge us $5 fee to talk to a representative. But shit, the system act like it don't know how to copy down what I'm saying when it's time for me to pay
right.
my bill.
Gotta yell at it.
Right.
Cuss it out. Go ham on it.
I agree with that, yeah. So, my point is to the people and to our viewers, and you don't sign no contract. And that's real talk. If you're going to mess with the company, go by month, and don't sign no contract because you don't have to. Don't let them give you the bullshit. If you want to upgrade your phone, you have to sign a contract. Get your phone off eBay or Amazon or something, for real. Save your little money up and get your phone off that and go and pay whatever they ask for the price. Don't sign no fucking contract because you got all the power when you ain't put your name on that contract. You put your name on that contract, shit, you powerless.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, all the power.
Yeah, that's what I'm tripping on, man. These phone companies. These damn phones, like we can't live without them. Now, yeah. Honestly, I'm the first person to tell you, what do I need to do with don't answer that question. Why don't you answer that question?
I don't know what the hell you're going to do with it, truthfully.
So, don't worry about all that. It ain't about you right now.
Me and my
phoneless life for like 5 days.
That's why when I called, I thought you was ignoring my calls. Like, oh, yeah.
Everybody said that. You're ignoring me. You hate me. No. For all the people that normally I talk to on a normal basis, y'all should have known me. Damn it, I put it on Facebook and Twitter. Y'all follow me. That shows who's really paying attention. See, I put it on Facebook. On Monday, I got my phone stolen. Now, anybody who would figure that out wouldn't even been acting like I ignored them. Because I ain't ignoring you. Just saying. So, yeah. That's sometimes. That would be worth. Now, that's crazy. That's all the craziest playing the NBA, but it's okay. But, yeah, for all the people that follow me, that talk to me on the daily, that got me on Facebook, whatever. I put it up there on Monday, my phone was stolen. Now I put it up there today that I got my phone fixed. So, yeah. I wasn't ignoring nobody.
So, how did you and your lady friend communicate then?
That's none of your business.
I forgot we on air.
Yeah. So, yeah. I did. Don't worry about that right now.
Hey, did you see Tupac breaking the oath?
Who?
Tupac breaking the oath.
Oath of what?
The Illuminati oath.
No, I didn't see that.
You see it? Yeah, it's on your wall. That's why he got killed.
So what was the? I don't even know though, cause I ain't even in it.
It's on your wall. We talked about it, but we ain't talked about it to the extent of him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Watch it. It's on your wall, though. What? Then he got a song named Black Basmal. I don't know how to say it correctly, but he's talking about the demon. And he was like, why do people cry when the Pope died, but we didn't cry when Malcolm X died? A lot of, I mean, I understand why Tupac died. I definitely do.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's like, I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth about, like, when people pass, like, if I'd known them, like, personally, we shared, like, a real relationship with them, and I was very, very close to you, like, in my little circle.
Right.
You know, I feel real bad. You know, I'm really hurt, you know, really scared or whatever. But if it's somebody, like, I don't know, like a celebrity or something like that, I mean, I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I feel bad, but I'm not going to cry. So, like, when I heard about the Pope dying, I felt like, you feel bad when you hear about somebody dying or something like that, but it's like, it won't drive me to cry for somebody like that that I really don't know, like, personally. But if it's, like I said, if it's somebody close enough to me, like, I feel like that's, like, my brother or somebody like that, somebody that's, like, my sister, somebody I grew up with, or, you know, somebody older than me that was real close, that was in my family, then, yeah, you know, it's going to get really emotional for people. But I feel like when certain celebrities pass away, you know, something happened to celebrities, it's like, I don't see myself, like, getting that emotional, because I didn't know them personally. I mean, as a person, you know, or they do music or TV or radio or sports analyst, whatever they do, is like, yeah, I do feel sad and condolence for their family, but I didn't know you personally, I won't really shed tears. And I feel like some people feel like, oh, you're not being respectful. It's like, no, if you don't know that person, so how do you feel that sad about somebody you don't know?
So you ain't know Tupac?
I mean, as from an artist standpoint, yes, I knew Tupac, the artist. The person, the man, I didn't never have a real sit down, you know, I never had a real sit down with this guy, but as far as him expressing himself and telling stuff that he thinks about, he goes through, then yeah, I kind of got to know him on a personal level as much as he let us in. So, but that still don't mean I've would have shed a tear. Yeah, I felt real bad. I was real hurt, but I don't think it would have caused me to shed tears like some other people were doing that was just like fans too. But I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just, that's just from my point of view. It's like, if I didn't know them, like one of my guys that just passed away, my boy Rocky Clark just passed away, I'm really hurt by that because I knew him. You know, I used to kick it with him. You know, we went to rival high schools, but, you know, he stayed on one block, I stayed on the other. And, like, I knew him, had personal contact with him. So, yes, I'm very deeply saddened by his passing and everything that went on. But as far as, like, somebody I didn't know, like, celebrity, what I'm saying, celebrity-wise, like, people who, like, really be hurt and, like, going, like, okay, for prime example, the girl that tattooed the Drake on her forehead, that's crazy. She crazy. Something wrong with her. Because I don't care how much I adore somebody, because honestly, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Let y'all in my word a little bit. I had the biggest crush on Free from 106 apart. Like, if I saw Free, or if something miraculous would have happened where my music would have took me in 106 apart, I would have tried to holler at Free. I wouldn't have came at her nowhere bogus. When it did while we was on the show live, I'd have came at her in a respectful way, because that's how much I really like the Free. Like, for real, for real. Like, if Free was on TV, nothing else was on. I didn't turn to nothing else. I make sure I watched the 106 apart when Free was on. So I had, like, the giant, and I still do, got kind of a crush on Free right now. I still do. So what? Y'all can tell me whatever y'all want to tell me. If I see Free, I'm definitely going to talk to him.
You better not.
But I'm going to say hi. I'm getting my picture. So you can kick me, push me over, shove me. Ain't nothing wrong with getting the picture.
Can I get your picture?
I just want a hug in the picture.
Yeah.
All I need.
That's all you going
to
get.
Okay, that's all I can get. I mean, I can't, you know, now I can't. That's out of the question, but I'm just saying, for example, I mean, these people that be going overboard, I'm just saying, people that be going overboard for people that just like us. Like, Drake is a normal person, he's just financially better off than some other people. But
what about the dude that tattooed Lil Boosie on his face? Free Lil Boosie, what the fuck?
He crazy too. Something wrong with him too. I'm just saying, for those people that go to those lengths, because I feel like the only thing that I'll ever get tattooed on me, you know, for my mother, you know, like somebody that, you know, that was close to me, and somebody close to me to my mama. So that's the reason why I got my tattoo on me. I feel like people should get tattoos that mean something. Like, honestly, if people getting tattooed, because tattoos are permanent, so I figured, like, that was my rule with tattoos, get something that means something to me, or means, like, you know what I'm saying, that's worth getting on me, so when people ask me, I can break down my tattoo, and people won't look at me like I lost my man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them two, they just crazy. And Gucci crazy, because Gucci got a crazy tattoo. He had the ice cream on the side of his face.
Damn ice cream.
Now, that's just reckless. I'd have put him in, like, Tinley Park, Psych Ward or something. Like, so what's
that? That's very crazy, too. He got a fucking star on the top of his head. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne with
the tattoo on the back of his head.
You don't know nobody? Huh?
I was got a tattoo in the back of his head.
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah, all of them got them crazy-ass tattoos.
So, hey, I'm just saying. But who is to say what is a crazy tattoo and what's not?
Yeah. Who the hell ice cream cone on their face, though, G, for real?
Okay, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I stop it, G. Ice cream cone?
Hey, you do what you gotta do in this world.
I don't think if you're a public figure, I don't think you should have no tattoos nowhere visible. That's why I was thinking about Jay-Z and Lil Wayne beef, how Lil Wayne called Beyonce a bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lil Wayne ain't gonna never have more money than Jay-Z because Lil Wayne's so tatted up on the faces. But the corporate sponsors that Drake get, Lil Wayne can't get them because of his face and shit. How you got it tatted up like you do? So he couldn't get the corporate sponsor because a certain way you got to look for corporate America. But he could get it if he changed his face.
But Lil Wayne was on First and 10, though. ESPN. Everybody watched ESPN.
You say he a who?
Lil Wayne was on ESPN.
Yeah, he was.
Twice.
He was on System Menace, I think, too.
Yeah, so all these corporate politics people still wanted Lil Wayne or still accepted Lil Wayne on the show because, you know, he didn't have to go on that. They could have said, no, nah, we don't want, you know, he's not a good, it's not a good image boost for us for having him on the show because, you know, there's that and the third. They understood Lil Wayne is one of the hottest people out right now. That's why they put him on the show.
Right, but I'm just saying, he probably won't get them corporate deals that he want until he changes the image, though. You see how Jay-Z changed his image from throwback to now dressing up and stuff?
Growing up.
Huh?
Kyle growing up.
Right, that's because he got them corporate deals, too. Now he's chilling with the Blue Bloods, Bill Gates, and stuff like that. So, I mean, not only growing up, but you got to change your whole, how you dress and all that. You got to change that in order to get them deals. He getting them white folks deals.
I mean, yeah, that is a good thing because, you know, but even without Jay-Z, you know, doing all that, what he was doing, it's still a point to where people gotta, you know, at the end of the day, if you still who you are, no matter what you got on, you still who you are at the end of the day, then that's just as good.
Yeah.
Because you really don't have to change your image. You just have to, change your outfit, your clothing. It's just your image. That's more of what it is.
Lil Wayne's so fucking ugly and period. And the suit.
Lil Wayne was on 60 Minutes, ESPN, and they accepted him.
You think that's bad to be on ESPN?
Huh?
You think that's bad to be on ESPN?
For me, yeah. Not understanding it. That is like that network is this. You wouldn't. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. For me, ESPN is y'all. know how women go by Oprah, like the book?
Yeah.
ESPN is like our book. Anything ESPN tell us that happened, we're going to believe it. Anything ESPN tell us, somebody that, if they an analyst and they going through the NFL draft and they tell us what this dude pros and cons are, we're going to believe it.
What's that guy's name? Joe Budden was on there with Skip Bayless. Does that make him hot? Come on. Joe Budden
don't eat hot, but I don't know how he got on there, but if they allowed him on there, that means he is he's somewhat relevant if they knew who he was. Because none of them follow rap besides Stephen A. Smith, Jamel Hill, and a couple other black people on there. Now, all of them don't follow rap. Fab was on there. Fab's supposed to have been on there.
Yeah, I've seen Fabulous on World Star Hip Hop on there. Yeah, he was on there.
ESPN is getting smarter. These rappers that's talking about ESPN Sports, talking about Skip Bayless, they're letting them own that. One, to help them, the rappers, promote themselves to a different crowd. And for these ESPN, like Skip Bayless. None of these people don't care about what Skip Bayless is talking about, half of these dudes. But now you know who Skip is by watching ESPN. Because first of all, everybody likes sports. Second of all, that's what we talk about in the barbershop. Or when we out kicking, we talk about sports. That's what we do.
I just like Skip Bayless because he dogged the shit out of LeBron and his game.
I like Skip, not even the LeBron thing or the T.O. thing, but it's just how he, you know what I'm saying, how he go about it. Dude is so, like, he really be on his. And the only thing that makes me laugh is when either it's him and Stephen A. Smith on there. Stephen A. Smith, my dude. No doubt I could hang out with Stephen A. Smith all day and talk sports all day if I had to. If I had to work at ESPN, I wouldn't have a problem talking about sports all day. But, like I said, Stephen A. Smith, if Stephen A. Smith and Skip get together, it'd be classic. Because it'd be funny. Because Skip...
I didn't think the world star. Yeah, fighting against LeBron. Yeah, it'd be funny.
Yeah, that's when he'd be going at LeBron. Yeah. He'd be going hard at LeBron. And he'd been waiting on LeBron to come on the show, and I wish he heard him go. Tell him he could bring D-Wade. That's even more funny.
LeBron ain't going on that show.
I know he ain't, because he might punch Skip in the face.
He might
punch Skip in the face. Sometimes he's going a little bit too hard, though. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes, but he'd be knowing, though. That's the only thing I really, really like and respect Skip better, because... You know, when we talk sports, you know, it gets heated. And sometimes he knows, oh, man, yeah, I might have, you know, stepped outside my boundaries, or I might have said something that might, you know, that might be real disrespectful. But some analysts don't even, you know, if they say something slick, they try to slick it off to wait till the, you know what I'm saying, production team catch him, or somebody catch him. But like I said, that's why I really respect Skip when I be hearing him talk, how he be talking. Because, you know, ain't nowhere in the world he can get all that stuff and get away with anywhere else. But he know, at least he know when he, you know what I'm saying, he step over that boundary. He know. Like, okay, he'll come on the next show or come back from break and, you know, apologize. Other than some people just like, oh, try to sweep it underneath the rug.
I guess. Watch Lifetime. It's the best. Huh? Lifetime is the best.
Whatever. What'd you say?
I guess.
You wouldn't understand. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't understand like that. I got a brother.
You should. So this conversation shouldn't even went this long. You should already understand.
Sports and the kind of be on in my household because he's a man, of course. So that's how I know about some of these some of these broadcasters. And I do, you know, watch the Bulls game with him. Like, I love TNT with Charles Barkley and Shaq on it now because Mark Jackson moved to another, to the Warriors, I think, the coach. So I like the broadcast, huh?
Been on there. segment saying some of the most random stuff during highlights. Like, it's like, this is how somebody be talking to you and they give you the sound effects. It's like watching, like listening to one of your boys talk. Because Shaq give you all the real nigga sound effects that you would get from somebody when you watching the game. Like, it is hilarious because Charles Barkley don't do it. Kenny Smith did it every blue moon. But Shaq be clowning. Shaq is on there like, this is me. This is what I'm not talking all with. And TNT be so, like, reckless with that the white dudes be tripping sometimes. But that's how real it is. But Shaq say some, I said this. Shaq say some of the most random. He say all the random stuff that most of us be saying when we talk to our guys about games. When we talk about stuff we be doing. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the Chuck and Kenny Smith combo. It was good anyway. Then they got Shaq. That's even better.
Yeah, because Shaq and what's his name? Go at it, though.
Charles.
Charles Barkley?
Yeah, yeah, they definitely is.
They going to school all year. All year.
They two dominant centers. They definitely going to go at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see Shaq. Shaq going to climb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shaq, he don't try to be the center of attention, but he just be the center of attention because one, he's too dang on big, and you can't ignore Shaq.
No.
Three, like, his personality is hilarious.
Derrick Rose, Bulls, 7-1, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Heat, 7-1, beat their ass when we play them.
I guess. Why
Derrick Rose can't talk? What's your thing on that? He can't talk right.
You know what I'm telling you about that? All Derrick Rose life, basketball and nothing else. Now, that example, like, how Derrick Rose from now, right now, like, somebody got the dream of doing something, the five people being behind him, how Derrick Rose got the league is a prime example of family being behind him. Because his brothers and them, you know, coming to college is the hardest place to, you know, make it out of. Seriously. Music, sports, whatever. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to make it out of Chicago. I want to be in politics. That's easy.
Huh?
That's easy. We're going to do politics in Chicago. That's easy.
Yeah, but it's like sports.
Yeah,
it is hard. And you have to have a team that, like, as Derrick Rose has a team behind him, you have to have a team behind him like this. That they block and defend all the bad, negative stuff away from him so he can get to the position he is now. And you know that all he want to do is play ball. So his brothers realized that and saw that, and they just make sure he focused on ball and school. And that's what you need. That's what these kids need. Like, seriously, they need somebody. Like, if they want to do that, they dream, they need somebody behind them, because these kids ain't got nobody behind them. And you wonder why, and some parents wonder why they be so disinterested and stuff, and always tell them things from that. Because you got to tell the kids, and the kids is into something, that's all they going to want to do. They going to be into it. And if you're not pushing them, even being interested in what they're doing, they start doing it. So maybe they feel like, okay, I don't want to do it then because nobody cares if I'm doing it. So, I mean, you got to respect it. But he had a great team behind him, and now, you know, he's MVP of the league, got that big contract. And the thing I like about him, dude, is so humble. All he talk about is winning and playing ball. You know, he don't try to do nothing, you know, super flashy, do something super extra. It's just about the game, and I feel like that's what it should always be about. You shouldn't show us how much you make, but you should show us how much you dedicated to the game. That's what I like. You show me how much you dedicated to the game, because every year he's been in the league, he showed us how to get better. He got better every year. So it's like, he, you know, so you never hear about him in the clubs or never hear about him flashing some 100,000 whatever cars.
You sure? Yeah, I got a Bentley. I heard about that.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, okay. You know, he not telling people.
Oh,
he not telling people. You know, like Mayweather. He not getting his money Mayweather on, all right?
Oh. Speaking of Mayweather, why is Pac-Man running for Mayweather? What the fuck? The judge was like, okay, I'm going to let you get locked up in June so you can fight Pac-Man in May. Pac-Man said, no, I can't do it till July. What? Stop running.
Somebody's running from somebody.
Huh?
Somebody's running from somebody.
Pac-Man. Floyd ain't running from my... I heard Floyd on Worldstar. They did an interview. Floyd said, Pac-Man, whenever you're ready, I'm going to beat your ass.
After you go to jail, nigga.
They postponed his jail time to fight Pac-Man in May. But Pac-Man representative said that Pac-Man can't fight till July. Because the judge told Mayweather that he could get locked up in June the 1st, and the fight was like May the 5th. But then the representative from Pac-Man's side said that they can't fight till July. Running.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Something I'm saying. I mean, hey. Maybe he is, maybe he ain't. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like it, though.
Yeah, it do. It could be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know. After we seen what Marquette did to him, it's like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
He's not super invincible. He really ain't.
Definitely going to whoop his ass for real.
I don't know about that. It's going to be a good fight, though. Believe
huh?
me. It's going to be a fight. It really is going to be a good fight.
It's the money team in my Ray J voice, and I just beat Fabulous ass.
Wow, really?
Really.
Really.
That was the funniest shit I ever heard last year.
That was the funniest thing from last year. Cause he was on radio just like going off. I'm like, if you whoop somebody, like, you're not even gonna be that geeked up. Like it was like what, 3 days after the incident?
What?
Yo, geeked. Like he just got out the fight. Like bro, first of all, if like anytime you really whoop somebody or you really done did something, why would you be so geeked up? Cause it sounds like you're lying. You that geeked up about something you did 3 days ago or a week ago or 3 weeks ago.
He ain't gonna tell Fab that he got some goons in LA that know how to play with niggas' asses and I'm gonna send them at you so they can play with your ass. What? Red flag.
Red flag ain't the word. You got all the flags up, bro.
Something wrong with you.
Something is. You don't tell no other dude that, I'd have been like, whoa, dude, hold on. We talking about fighting. You talking about some other accident. Like red flag. But, I mean, if you take a sense of some of the stuff these people say, red flag. Because
yeah.
I heard some music. Oh, some of these verses in these songs. You're like, wait a minute. I mean, my Kevin Hart voice, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm glad that passed me, though.
Yeah. But one man I can say in the industry that I don't think, like, I think Lil Wayne has a lot of estrogen in him. That's why he dressed like he do, right? But one man in this industry that I could say they got a lot of testosterone, that ain't no punk ass man, that's an alpha male, my man, T.I.P. Tip. T.I.P. No fucking fag or nothing. He's an alpha man. And he handles his family business. Real man.
Yeah, that's one thing T.I. do. He do take care of home.
Yeah, he do. And your man, he said it. I was listening to him on Howard Stern when he got released, and Howard Stern asked, do they be fucking in jail and shit, and do he jack off in front of other male prisoners, right? And Tip said he ain't for that gay shit. He said it. He said, look, I don't do the gay shit. We got a private shower with the doors closed. If I jack off, I jack off by myself. I ain't on that gay shit. Don't even come at me like that because I'm a man.
Right.
And the star was asking about fighting. He said, like, yeah, I done fought before, too, to get my respect. And I let a nigga know I beat your ass. See, I was a man. A lot of them rap niggas are gay, if you ask me. I'm just saying. A lot of them are gay. You can tell me they're not homo.
Hey, I ain't got no comment on that one.
I think Drake homo as hell.
No comment on that one. We on the Drake thing again. Back on Jizzy.
Drake.
Back on Jizzy.
Jizzy.
Okay. Back on Jizzy.
Back on Jizzy.
You said it, I didn't.
Yeah. Any gay. Shit, Kanye gay, I think. I think all industry guys are gay down there. It's part of the game, though.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
Not, no. That ain't a part of nothing. That ain't a part of nothing. Being a part of something that, you know, it's just there. You have to accept it. I ain't even accept that. Not that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you shoot it. Hey, that's what it is.
So one of them niggas came at you and you trying to do your music and radio. Okay, OG Radio, we're going to let you do your music and radio. But we're gonna give you $100 million, but we gotta bust you in your ass. Cause that's how the game goes.
I guess I'll still be broke.
That's what happened to Dave Chappelle. That Chappelle got as much money as he can, and then when they started coming at him on gay shit and all kind of other shit that he went into, he ran Africa. Real talk. Lauren Hill. Huh?
Be broke.
Hey, I'd rather be broke than to sell my soul.
I'm not going. I won't go. No, you crazy. No, I ain't crazy. I'm me. The difference.
Yeah.
The difference. Definitely is a giant difference.
It's all me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh?
When the show gonna end?
My show ends in 9 minutes.
In 9 minutes? Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess we might as well keep on talking to it end, I guess, until you wrap it up.
We are wrapping it up almost, we are.
Huh?
But I got a couple of announcements I gotta get out. You know,
yeah.
I got stuff that people need to be looking out for. February 25th, I will be doing my radio show live from one of my friends' parties, which is the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Party. I'm definitely going to be there and talk to a lot of people. There's going to be a couple performances. There's going to be a lot of stuff going down, so I will get y'all all the info. Well, if y'all was listening to my show earlier, my girl Miss Nia came on, and she broke everything down that's going on the 25th. Her birthday party and all that good stuff. So I do want, when I get all the information, when I post it up here, I do want everybody that can make it to come out and support, you know what I'm saying, breast cancer awareness, because that's what the whole benefit is about. Plus, it's her birthday, but that's the reason, and it's a benefit. Come out, the donation is going to all the breast cancer awareness, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So that's the real reason I'm going to be there. You know, doing my radio show, I will be, you know, if you can, you know, dress in something pink, you know, that's what we asking people to do. Something pink. I ain't gonna be the Pink Panther, but you know, brother might throw in a pink shirt or something. Because of that awareness and that cause, that might be the only thing you see me in something pink, honestly. Well, no, I take that back. Because May 6th, we'll be playing a charity flag football game that I'm playing in May 6th in Dalton. So people can come out and, you know, just support the game, check the game out. We're trying to get some sponsors, too. Me, I'm trying to get some little girls together to do some cheerleading for the game. You know,
and please, cheerleading, please, no sexual. I need seeing bad videos of little girls dancing. Let's not dance
with little girls. Let me rephrase myself. These little girls will be actual little cheerleaders doing little cheers, doing cheers. I'm not having them little girls dance, do nothing on the videos y'all saw. I'm having these kids just basically do cheerleader stuff because I've coached football for 2 years and our cheerleaders do a great job of doing what they're doing and just being cheerleaders. And definitely the kids will like it and will appreciate it. They won't be doing all the extra stuff, no dances, just simple little cheers. Just to, you know what I'm saying, for breast cancer awareness and all this other stuff, just to get the kids involved because, you know, I am always trying to do something for the kids too. So to get everybody out there and support this awareness and this cause, you know, because, you know, the kids want to come out and have fun too. So those are two events that I got coming up. Other than that, man, just stay tuned to my radio show because that's what's hot, because I got some of the hottest artists from everywhere, not just Chicago, but from Atlanta, Miami, everywhere. And to all the artists that's out there, man, I appreciate y'all sending me y'all music for me to play and support y'all every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I do appreciate all of y'all all the time. And just keep supporting my show and keep supporting these artists, man. And that's basically what I got up for my agenda. What's that?
Can I make an announcement?
Go ahead.
Hey, it's this pastor. I don't know, do we know about this, or some of you may not, may do, but Pastor Corey Brooks, you heard about him, brother?
Nah, what's up with him?
He on 66 and King Drive at the abandoned motel. And what he's trying to do, he's been camping out there for, I think, 2 months so far. And he got funds from Jesse Jackson at TD Jakes. But what he's trying to do is raise funds for a community center. And I don't know, maybe we should start helping him out and implement a program somewhere where we could get these funds raised for him because our kids are dying. So, I mean, people that's listening, and if you're interested, Google Corey Brooks, New Beginning Church, and you'll understand, you'll see the video about what he's doing and everything. And we got to start taking care of our children. We can't wait for the government, rappers or none. It's on us now.
I agree with you on that one. I will be, you know, once you send me all the information and I Google it, I'll definitely post it on my show. And oh, yeah, I got to go to Facebook for this one. I got some other stuff to announce. I almost forget, but I'm on my cues. I'm on it. I got it. So... as soon as I find it, I got y'all. Don't even worry about it. Okay, check it out. Come on, picture. That's dealing with these phones. Okay, let's check this out. January 7th at the Teeny Martini Bar, which is the Ultra Lounge. The Microphone is Assassin, a world premiere music video. It's a big music video that has a whole bunch of people in it. Name a few. It's hosted by my boy Mello the Gutter Man and my girl Mercy, and she's introducing Team Dark Side. It'd be free appetizers, free champagne. It's January 17th. I'm sorry, at the Teeny Martini Bar. They are world premiering their music video, Microphone Assassin, world premiere music video release and celebration party. The video starring Mercy, Scandalous, Alex Royalty, Go Getter, Cuddy Cut, my boy Sinatras, my boy Mello the Gutter Man, and so many more, Mike D, and so many other artists, man. So definitely, if you around that area, January 17th, Teeny Martini Bar, so we probably go check that out if you ain't doing nothing else.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, open mic. There, too. That's about to start back after this.
Yeah, it definitely is. About to start back in a couple of days. Couple of weeks.
Sometimes
so, yeah.
It's
27. Almost. A wrap for my show.
Yeah, they start back on the
16th.
Been at the hotel. Start be cracking again.
Okay, I know what that said.
You know, with Tommy Vito, did you ever go to the open mic?
Which one?
With Tommy B from Bad Boy and Will and all of them Bad Boy artists.
Nah, I didn't go to that.
Oh, we got to go this year then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can set that up. Anyway, I got a minute left of my show. I appreciate you for kicking it with me. You stopping the music and just doing what we do. Because y'all know y'all missed, you know, what we was tripping on. So we had to give y'all the whole rest of the show, what we were tripping on. We had to give y'all that. So I appreciate all you artists that keep on supporting my show. All y'all fans keep supporting my show. Definitely, I will be back on Monday. Same hood channel, same hood spot. Giving y'all the same great music and more information about everything that's going on from Chicago to everywhere else. Just stay tuned. Keep kicking with us, man. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. AKA, with my girl, Lauren. Definitely appreciate her for doing her thing and stopping and kicking it with your boy. Like I said in all my shows, man, do what you love and love what you do and the rest take care of yourself, man. I'm your boy, Mr. AKA OG Radio, OGNT, man. I will get at y'all, man. Y'all be safe out here tonight if y'all out here kicking it. I'm your boy, Mr. AKA, man. I'm out of here. I get at y'all on Monday, man. One.